Albert smiles. You pissed in her perfume? No, Tyler says. He just left the note stuck between the bottles. She's got about 100 bottles sitting on a mirror counter in her bathroom. Leslie smiles. So you didn't really? No, Tyler says. But she doesn't know that. The whole rest of the night, in that white and glass dinner party in the sky, Tyler kept clearing plates of cold artichokes, then cold veal with cold palm duchess, then cold chou-fleur à la polonaise from in front of the hostess, and Tyler kept filling her wine glass about a dozen times. Madame sat watching each of her women guests eat the food, until between clearing the sorbet dishes and serving the apricot gâteau, Madame's place at the head of the table was all of a sudden empty. They were washing up after the guests had left, loading the coolers and the china back into the hotel van. When the host came in the kitchen and asked, would Albert please come help him with something heavy? Leslie says maybe Tyler went too far. Loud and fast, Tyler says how they kill whales. Tyler says to make that perfume that costs more than gold per ounce. Most people have never seen a whale. Leslie has 2 kids in an apartment next to the freeway. Madame Hostess has more bucks than we'll make in a year in bottles on her bathroom counter. Albert comes back from helping the host and dials 911 on the phone. Albert puts a hand over the mouth part and says, man, Tyler shouldn't have left that note. Tyler says, so tell the banquet manager, get me fired. I'm not married to this chicken shit job. Everybody looks at their feet. Getting fired, Tyler says, is the best thing that could happen to any of us. That way we'd quit treading water and do something with our lives. Albert says into the phone that we need an ambulance and the address. Waiting on the line, Albert says the hostess is a real mess right now. Albert had to pick her up from next to the toilet. The host couldn't pick her up because Madame says he's the one who peed in her perfume bottles, and she says he's trying to drive her crazy by having an affair with one of the women guests tonight, and she's tired, tired of all the people they call their friends. The host can't pick her up because Madame's fallen down behind the toilet in her white dress, and she's waving around half a broken perfume bottle. Madame says she'll cut his throat, he even tries to touch her. Tyler says, cool. And Albert stinks, Leslie says. Albert, honey, you stink. There's no way you could come out of that bathroom not stinking, Albert says. Every bottle of perfume is broken on the floor, and the toilet is piled full of other bottles. They look like ice, Albert says, like at the fanciest hotel parties where we have to fill the urinals with crushed ice. The bathroom stinks, and the floor is gritty with slivers of ice that won't melt. And when Albert helps Madame to her feet, her white dress wet with yellow stains, Madame swings the broken bottle at the host, slips in the perfume and broken glass, and lands on her palms. She's crying and bleeding, curled against the toilet. Oh, and it stings, she says. Oh, Walter, it stings, it's stinging, Madame says. The perfume, all those dead whales and the cuts in her hands, it stings. The host pulls Madame to her feet against him, Madame holding her hands up as if she were praying, but with her hands an inch apart and blood running down the palms, down the wrists, across a diamond bracelet, and to her elbows where it drips. And the host, he says, it will be all right, Nina. My hands, Walter, Madame says. It will be all right. Madame says, who would do this to me? Who could hate me this much? The host says to Albert, would you call an ambulance? That was Tyler's first mission as service industry terrorist, guerrilla waiter, minimum wage despoiler. Tyler's been doing this for years, but he says everything is more fun as a shared activity. At the end of Albert's story, Tyler smiles and says, cool. Back in the hotel right now, in the elevator stopped between the kitchen and the banquet floors, I tell Tyler how I sneezed on the trout and aspic for the dermatologist convention, and 3 people told me it was too salty, and 1 person said it was delicious. Tyler shakes himself off over the soup tureen and says he's run dry. This is easier with cold soup, vichyssoise, or when the chef makes a really fresh gazpacho. This is impossible with that onion soup that has a crust of melted cheese on it in ramekins. If I ever ate here, that's what I'd order. We were running out of ideas, Tyler and me. Doing stuff to the food got to be boring, almost part of the job description. Then I hear one of the doctors, lawyers, whatever, say how a hepatitis bug can live on stainless steel for 6 months. You have to wonder how long this bug can live on a rum custard Charlotte Russe, or salmon timbal. I ask the doctor where we could get our hands on some of these hepatitis bugs, and he's drunk enough to laugh. Everything goes to the medical waste dump, he says, and he laughs. Everything. The medical waste dump sounds like hitting bottom. One hand on the elevator control, I ask Tyler if he's ready. The scar on the back of my hand is swollen red and glossy, as a pair of lips in the exact shape of Tyler's kiss. 1 second, Tyler says. The tomato soup must still be hot, because the crooked thing Tyler tucks back in his pants is boiled pink as a jumbo prawn.